drought, a tree root, and no plumbing. When I left home to attend a 5-week National Endowment for the Humanities summer teacher seminar, my husband promised me he'd water my flowers. By the time I left, velvety purple petunias, coral moss rose, and vibrant snapdragons already bowed their heads due to heat distress. While in North Dakota, I kept track of Western Kansas weather through phone calls and monitoring the local news. Though some rain fell, I knew the only way my flowers could survive was with a regular sprinkling. Imagine my pleasure when I returned in mid-August to find thriving flower beds, dry buffalo grass crunched underfoot, but the garden blossomed. What a sight! My husband had known I dreaded returning to find dry husks. For the next day or so, I caught up on my collected laundry and realized we had another problem, a sewer blockage. And our plumber was out of commission. Adaptability became our mantra. Although I had looked forward to coming home to modern conveniences after weeks of dorm living, I was glad we owned a stock of Cabela's camping equipment, including camp shower and toilet facilities packed in our garage. While I did dishes outside and took camp showers, we didn't suffer as much as I might have. Showering under the light of a full prairie moon has merits. It definitely beats taking an outside shower in mid-January. After a few days of roughing it, my husband and a good friend tackled the problem on their own. I rented a Roto-Rooter machine, and they began problem solving. Initially, they didn't think tree roots could be the problem because our new exit pipe was supposedly impervious to root attack. After several approaches to clearing the blockage, the guys did dig out the PVC exit line. What they found was a prime example of prairie adaptability. We were not the only ones adjusting to circumstances. An old elm tree, which diligently refused to give up its ghost, grew on the west side of our house, not far from the plug sewer line. It provided us hours of entertainment as we watched birds and squirrels scurry up and down its trunk and twisted branches. In late afternoon, it even offered scant shade. For these reasons, I encouraged its survival. The summer's dry conditions left the trees searching for moisture. Somehow, a slender root tip had found the one spot in our impenetrable pipe where it could enter and siphon nutrient-rich moisture. Once that fiber tapped into the pipe joint, it began a reproductive life of its own. Tiny hairs shot off the original trespasser, and each of those then manufactured even more minuscule growths by the thousands. We had a root wad the size of the exit pipe backing up our sewer. The guys made quick work of putting everything back together while I washed ripe laundry. As I listened to the water draining through the pipes, I gazed out my window at that determined tree. Elms have a hard life on the prairie, and this one has done better than most. Maybe I shouldn't begrudge it a drink in a dry season, no matter where it goes for refreshment. After all, life on the prairie is challenging. We ought to enjoy what pleasures we can. Maybe that's why I enjoy those flowers, even though they have seen better days and better blooms. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.